A University of Alaska Fairbanks professor is offering a plan for the state's energy and economic future. Paul Metz of the UAF Mineral Industry Research Laboratory presented a strategy to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce that incorporates coal, oil, and natural gas. Metz said development of a coal-to-liquids plant in Fairbanks could create enough demand for natural gas to make an in-state gas line economic.
The conversion of coal to liquid fuels can be accomplished either by adding water to the coal at very high temperatures and pressures, or by adding hydrogen from natural gas. And so by utilizing the plant as a major market for natural gas, we could justify that in-state gas line and provide gas to Anchorage and Fairbanks.
The synergies don't stop there. Metz said the CO2 byproduct of coal-to-liquids processing could be piped to the North Slope to force additional oil from the ground.
We can utilize that CO2 to enhance the heavy oil recovery in Prudhoe and Kuparuk. The North Slope oil fields are very amenable to miscible CO2 injection, and the oil companies have utilized CO2 injection as a means of additional enhanced oil recovery for a number of years. The problem is that there's not enough CO2.
Metz said heavy oil production could easily leverage industry construction of an in-state gas line.
Expecting the oil industry to invest another $2.5 or $3 billion in a natural gas pipeline so that they could produce another 8 or 10 billion barrels would be the best deal that they could absolutely cut anywhere in the world. You couldn't possibly go out and find 12 billion barrels of oil for a $3 billion investment.
Metz said additional oil tax revenue could more than pay back state investment in a coal-to-liquids plant.
Estimated cost in that 200,000-barrel-a-day plant would return 15% on $40 a barrel oil. That's assuming that you made absolutely nothing on the fuels, the liquid fuels that you produce from the plant.
Metz said the synthetic diesel would be a stable-priced fuel for the air cargo industry and the military. He says a coal-to-liquids plant could be financed through the Alaska Railroad's Bonding Authority.